This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over.
Pfizer is asking that COVID booster shots targeting Omicron BA.4 and BA.5 subvariants for those 12 and older. It comes as public health officials are ramping up vaccination campaigns for the fall in anticipation from current shots begins to fade. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is stepping down as chief medical advisor to President Trump later this year. Fauci announcing he'll be leaving the position in December to pursue the next chapter of his career. This as Republicans on Capitol Hill continue to say if they take over Congress, they will call Fauci to testify before them regarding the origins of COVID. A teachers union in Columbus.
Residents have access to all their daily needs within five-minute walk neighborhoods. And the line's infrastructure makes it possible to travel end-to-end in 20 minutes with no need for cars, resulting in zero carbon emission.
And I say we come together and we beat these people and we smash their technocracy and we build the future together and we can do anything with our real diversity. These enemies tell us all day about diversity. They mean divided and conquered groups of people separate from each other.
This bill is supported by all of the Democrats.
Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The president is set to hit the road this fall to promote a big spending bill that passed. This as Republicans continue to point out what is in the bill.
The partisan Inflation Reduction Act was passed exclusively by Democrats. With less than 1,000 billionaires in America, the Democrats are putting 87,000 more IRS agents in a position to come after your money. Grover Norquist, the president, told Newsmax, President Biden is lying again about those making under $400,000 a year, and they won't be financially scrutinized and taxed more.
The bill increases taxes on coal. It increases taxes on crude oil, gasoline. It increases taxes on manufacturing, natural gas. How does that ever reduce the cost of living? Manchin approved those three taxes on everyone.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News.
We will unlock the secrets of the dynamite like Christmas press children. And I am squared the fulcrum and the height to bring our race, the human race, in a race for the future. And we will break the enemy. We will break the pedophiles. We will break the Satanists because God are...
straight month it has outraised the National Republican Senatorial Committee. The GOP pulled in $8 million last month. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Elevave TP, PQQ, GoQ10, the list goes on and on. Those are the ingredients in our flagship product, DNA Force Plus, finally, after almost a year of being sold out, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. This product is incredible, what it does to all cellular function. The PQQ and CoQ10 are on record helping your telomeres last longer. That's your DNA. This product is amazing. It blows away all the competition, and it's even more incredible because it funds our operation against the New World Order. You can buy some great supplements out there from great companies, but are they funding the tip of the spear? No, they're not. So if you haven't experienced DNA Force Plus yourself, or in the last year when it's been sold out, you couldn't get it, it's finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus is 50% off, 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Is our guest.
Most dangerous vaccine ever created by man. It is a show commentator, his name is Wayne Root. He had a wedding. They're all pretty much conservatives, okay? But half were vaccinated, and half of the 100 people that were vaccinated, he had 26 people who were seriously injured, and he had 7 people who died. And the vaccinated group, he had 0 and 0.
So, Steve, now, yeah, we don't
know. Statistically impossible.
Right.
If the vaccines are safe.
Right. We can't verify those numbers. These are numbers you do have. But in turn, the Democrats who you funded exceedingly won't even return.
Here we are. Steve Kirsch joins us for the balance of the hour. But we do have numbers. We have insurance company numbers. We have government numbers. We have them all. He has them all in his Substack. He's going to lay out the facts that now even the CDC is saying, okay, the shot doesn't help you, doesn't protect you. All over the world, from Australia to Germany to the UK to Canada to the US, they're showing that people that are infected are way more likely to actually get sick. So they're locked. That's hurt. I mean, numbers have been clear. Lay it out for us.
Well, it's just like I said on Fox News. And, you know, Brian, who was the host, was caught off guard. And so he said, well, we can't verify those numbers. Well, he was actually telling people the truth, because Fox News has contractual commitments that don't allow them to speak poorly about the vaccine. So they can't say anything anti-vax on Fox News. And so they can't verify my numbers, because if they did, they would have to be admitting that the vaccines are not safe and not effective.
And that's a whole other scandal that's admitted, but nobody talks about. Explain to people that a whole bunch of media outlets got bought off with contracts with Pfizer 2 years ago.
We know that the White House has spent $1 billion on influencing media and giving money to media to promote these vaccines. And the drug companies, we don't know what the contracts say, but it's pretty clear that there was no interest at my numbers, but she didn't use any of the data that I supplied to her. She chose to use her own independent sources to see if she could verify what I said. And she found that what I said was true, both in hundreds of thousands of people being killed and millions of people being vaccine injured. Now, nobody else has even bothered to do this. So nobody else has contacted me for the data. No fact checker in the entire world will ask me for the data so that they could verify it and have a discussion with me that is recorded so that everybody can hear the discussion. So if they have any reservations at all, let's talk about it on a recorded video so that there is no question as to what was said and what the responses were. Because people will always have questions. We want to make sure that that is transparent and in front of the American people. Up for one before Nextdoor took it down. But before they took it down, it showed that there were more deaths from the vaccine than from COVID. And that, of course, is why they took it down, because the data wasn't working in their favor. So they took it down as misinformation, even though it was a valid survey. Now, on Nextdoor, most of the people on Nextdoor are all pro-vax people. You know, they're completely blue-pilled, they're swallowing the narrative, and people like me who say that people are being killed, people like me are ostracized. So it is absolutely stunning when, even on a Nextdoor survey, that you find that more people reported vaccine deaths. I mean, those don't even exist in Nextdoor land. There are more vaccine deaths than there were COVID deaths. And, of course, every survey I do, I always find that there are more deaths from people who are given. We'll be right back. kind we want, just with the snap of our fingers. All they have to do is one thing, do differently, which is to stop listening to the people that they're listening to now. And they should start listening to the people that they're censoring.
I totally agree. Steve Kirsch, I want to talk big picture. We have insurance companies. We have government numbers. We have New Zealand news reports admitting that it's the vaccinated that are super sick. And now record numbers of death. Coroners are reporting. Pathologists are reporting. I mean, you go off of the hardcore numbers. You've been saying this for a couple of years now. Now it's all confirmed. Now you have mainline people like DeSantis coming out saying the vaccine doesn't work. It looks to me like we're going to come back from break and talk about this, but the wheels are coming off. The whole thing is collapsing, and it's fair to say that. I want to get your view if that's right and where you see this going now, because you've got Fauci resigning, so much more. Steve Kirsch, stevekirsch.substack.com on Twitter at stkirsch and gab stkirsch. Stay with us. We'll be right back with this man that's done probably more than anybody out there when it comes to actual statistics laying it out.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
So, Fauci has resigned. He's already had Congress and federal agencies tell him to save all his records. He ran the gain-of-function project, calling it that. They said that they would blow up the old system of approval with a virus out of China. They said that 3.5 years ago, about 6, 8, 9 months before the virus got released. And now here we are, big picture with Steve Kirsch, investigative journalist, entrepreneur, engineer, breaking all this down, stevekirsch.substack.com. I want to get into the numbers and what the media doesn't want you to show, but our listeners have seen them. They understand that, and more is coming out. Hell, it's all over the news. Why is the former head of the CDC and the current head of the CDC and the head of Trump's task force, Burks, and all of them coming out saying, we knew it wouldn't work? That's a quote, obviously, by Burks. And what are they doing, and what would you call this moment? Because for me, looking at it, it looks like they're scared. They know it's all coming out. Suddenly, almost no one's taking it. 6% of 5-year-olds and up have taken the shot. Almost no one's giving it to 6-month-olds, thank God. So even their own leftists now are waking up. And I just look at Twitter, Facebook, everywhere. I've been looking. It's just everywhere. People are saying, I'm paralyzed. My mom's dead. My kid's paralyzed. I died. My husband died. I mean, what in the world did Bill Gates and Peter Daszak and Anthony Fauci do? That's A. Where are we right now? This is a shorter segment. Next segment coming up. I don't think Trump's a bad guy. But Trump be damned if this all comes out and he keeps pushing the shot. I'm glad DeSantis isn't. I've made a lot of headlines being very critical. Trump, well, yeah, kids come first, not political alliances. So that's a lot I threw out there. Steve Kirsch, tackle it however you want.
Well, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of finger pointing here. Like, I didn't know. It was not my fault. I did the right thing. I had no idea. That's what usually happens. We're seeing some of this in other countries as things break. So I think the thing is collapsing. We'll call it the wheels falling off the bus. And there's a good article. It's the pinned article on my Substack, and it talks about, it goes through 100 things that are things that are in front of people that can't be ignored. All of these, like the sudden adult death syndrome, like we haven't had that before as being a problem. And now it's happening all the time. We're seeing the young kids that are dying. We're seeing 2- and 3-year-olds, who are having seizures. And these are not febrile seizures that doctors are familiar with. There's no fever involved in these. These are happening after vaccination. So there are things. Someone who wrote me in from a hospital saying that when they first went to the hospital, they would rarely hear these stroke alerts in the hospital. And then it became like every 2 hours. In the hospital after the vaccines were being rolled out to younger and younger people. So it's pretty obvious to people that are paying attention that things are going very wrong, and they're blaming it on the unvaccinated. But you see, the hospitals, the people who work in the hospitals are telling me that you're vaccinated and you check into a hospital, they don't record your vaccination status. So you look like unvaccinated. So all of these cardiac events and so forth are happening to the unvaccinated.
And Steve, let's talk about that.
In fact, the vaccinated.
It's not just all the sports people that are dying. It's not just you warning of this. Suddenly I see articles everywhere, all over the world. It's normal to have heart attacks. Young people, it's normal for five-year-olds to have heart attacks. Yeah, suddenly myocarditis is off the charts from Australia to the U.S. I mean, it's here. They did it.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to ignore, but they're saying that we don't know the cause. You know, oh, this is just really strange that this is happening, and we'll look into it. But this is the greatest killer of all time. This is really... This is unprecedented. The numbers here are so large. This is greater than, this is killing people at a rate that's much higher than heart diseases. And so it's the new number one killer. And yet the CDC is silent on all of this. And they don't want to be put on camera. Don't want to go on the record. They don't want to challenge us. You know, there's someone at Carol Crawford, who is the person at the CDC who's responsible for quashing the misinformation spreaders. And so she coordinates with the social media platforms. So I wrote her. I said, Carol, hey, you know, I got a deal for you. You know, I'll get all the misinformation spreaders in a room and you can take them all down. And let's just go through like your 20 hot topics and we'll go through our 20 hot topics and we'll just have a nice civil discussion. She's not interested in that, which tells me she's not interested in stopping the misinformation spreading because she knows damn well that we're not talking misinformation here. It would be exposed for them to go on camera. This is why we're being ignored by the FDA, the CDC, the NIH. None of these people will go on camera with any of us. It's not just me. They'll make excuses as to why they don't want to go on with me. They'll say, oh, I'm not a doctor. But you see, when I offer the doctors, they don't want to talk to them either. And so they just don't want to talk about it at all. And the mainstream media isn't asking them any of the tough questions here. Like if somebody dies, they ask, was that person vaccinated and when was that person vaccinated? That just never gets covered in a story. And we see people in plain sight. I mean, look, I saw an Arab ambassador. He's speaking at a podium, and he just drops dead. But we've seen that over and over and over again after the vaccines rolled out, and nobody is putting two and two together because they just don't want to know.
Well, that's right, Steve. And stop right there. I mean, you've been talking about this for years, warning of it. Now it's happened. The CDC in October 2000 predicted exactly this happening. Michael Yeadon, the former chief scientist at Pfizer, who just quit a year before, he came out and predicted it all, tried to follow emergency injunctions of the EU. They knew. So clearly, this is like a test. It's not like, oh, they killed a bunch of people and maimed a bunch. They didn't know. Now they're covering it up. They knew. Why would they try something so incredibly bold?
Well, I think that they were drinking the Kool-Aid from Tony Fauci. So, you know, first of all, Tony is the guy who funded the creation of SARS-CoV-2. If it wasn't for Tony, we wouldn't have a pandemic. And isn't it interesting, Alex, that right after we got the genomic sequence, within 2 days after the genomic sequence for SARS-CoV-2 virus was known, within 2 days, Moderna said we have a vaccine candidate that we can use. Now, isn't that amazing that they could do that in just 2 days when it's taken them like 6 months to get a vaccine against one of the variants? Now, how could they do it so quickly for a coronavirus? They weren't kind of in on it beforehand. And why is this 19 nucleotides, which is highly unusual? It does happen in nature, but it never happens in a virus. It's in a Moderna patent. And now it shows up in a coronavirus, a beta coronavirus out of the Wuhan Institute
of Virology. Stay there. Stay there. This is so critical. You've got so much knowledge. I want to get into the data they don't want seen, the insurance company data, what it means Fauci's resigning, and so much more. Everybody's got to go to Steve Kirsch's Substack. It is one of the most important things in the world. SteveKirsch.substack.com. Go there now.
The cavalry for your immune system. The cavalry for your health and the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived. A 360 win. Almost sold out for a year. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented
super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I believe in humanity. I believe we can take on the globalists. I believe in independent journalists and doctors and scientists and you. And now we've got a real fighting chance thanks to you defending independent media like this operation. Please spread the word with this live show. Share the archive once it's at man.video. This is life-saving. The enemy's falling apart. Fauci's resigned. It's all coming out that the vaccine didn't work. It's coming out. It's killing people. But now we've got to save the children they're coming after. That's why I told Trump he's got to do like DeSantis and say, I was conned, I was lied to, like Bolsonaro, and decouple himself, or he becomes a person aiding this. Sure, I've been a libertarian Republican. I agree with a lot of stuff Democrats used to agree with, anti-war and stuff, but I don't support Republicans if they're pro-death shot, just like Steve Kirsch has been a big Democrat, big fundraiser, big successful tech company owner, he's broken with them. I mean, we just have to say politics does not exist. D's and R's do not matter. C's matter, meaning children, and the F matters, meaning our future. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com. We've got great products like Vitamineral Fusion, so great for your immune system, back in stock, very close to being sold out, 40% off. DNA Force Plus sold out for close to a year, back in stock, 50% off. We've got the signed book. I got to stop it the next few days for a fundraiser for the new book that starts shipping out next week. The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed copies, InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for keeping us on air despite all the attacks and the show trials and the rest of it, because our most important work is happening now, and every success we have is due to you, and I thank and salute you all. Steve Kirsch continuing with the wheels coming off this and Fauci resigning, and my question about Trump and the rest of it, what do we need to do? What do you think Trump should do? What can the average person do? And then also, if you want to go back into the numbers and the facts from the coroners and the undertakers and the hospitals and the insurance companies. I mean, this is just incredible.
Yeah, you know, Alex, all the numbers are consistent. You know, we can look at the death tolls and the injury tolls 10 different ways and we'll get the same results. And, you know, if I were Trump, right now Trump is treating this vaccine injuries and deaths as a third rail. And so he doesn't even want to go near it at all. He doesn't want to touch it, doesn't want to take any questions on it, simply wants to avoid it. That's not the right approach. I think you're right, that Trump's best approach is to say, hey, I was conned. I now know the truth. And the sooner he comes out saying the same thing that I've been saying, and I'm happy to supply him with any of the data on this. But as soon as he comes out with that, then he becomes a real hero for speaking the truth and for having the courage to say what is reality. Because people are seeing this firsthand. Almost everyone now has a story, and all the stories are negative. There aren't any positive stories. I've been looking for a positive anecdote to say that, hey, I got 10 unvaccinated friends and 10 vaccinated friends, and it's only the unvaccinated people who are having injuries and deaths, but it's always the opposite. It's always the vaccinated group that is having the injuries and death. And that is becoming quite obvious to people. And so the sooner people wake up, the sooner this ends. And, you know, Donald Trump could actually be the hero here and end it worldwide. If Donald Trump comes out, because Donald Trump was a supporter of this, right? He was the one who created the vaccine in the first place. So if he comes out with the truth about the vaccine, boy, that's going to wake up a lot of people.
And Steve, I agree.
I would love to.
And I can tell you, on grassroots, his listeners, when I even defend him, my listeners are pissed at me. And I don't do what my listeners want. I do what I think's right. Trump's getting a lot of good people elected. I think overall he did a good job. He pushed the monoclonals. It turned out, you know, to really work. That was another gamble. He got conned by Fauci. He wasn't involved funding Wuhan. We know a few years into his administration, he was actually killing programs that Fauci was running for gain of function. So, I mean, I can look at the facts and tell you Trump didn't do this on purpose, but if he doesn't decouple and extricate himself soon, it begins to come to the point where he can't be the hero anymore. He's tied to this forever, and we really see the setup. What do you think of that?
Look, the truth has to come out. The truth always comes out sooner or later. You always want to be on the right side of history. And if you're Trump, you like to never be wrong. I mean, he doesn't like to admit he's wrong, but he has to in this case. But the point is that if he does that, then he then becomes on the right side of history. And that forces the Democrats to dig in deeper into this hole defending the vaccine, which will make them lose bigger and bigger and bigger over time, because the truth does come out. And it's amazing to me that these people who have left the CDC and the FDA, boy, they do not want to talk to anybody. And it's like I'm pleading the fifth. So think about this. The people that are leaving the FDA and the CDC do not want to talk on camera to anyone, because they don't want to incriminate themselves for participating in this. So it's pretty obvious what is going on. There is no way to explain the VAERS data, which is the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System.
That was my next question. You're the expert on this. I'm going to interrupt you, but now you're getting into the data. Just give us the main data points you get that anybody can check.
Yeah. Well, anybody can go to openvaers.com, and there's something called the Red Box Summaries. And if you go to that page at openvaers.com, go to the Red Box Summaries, and you flip the slider to show U.S. only, because it shows you, by default, it shows you the worldwide numbers. You flip the switch to go U.S. only, you'll see around 14,000 deaths. Now, the problem there is that the 14,000 are underreported deaths. So, because people don't report to the VAERS system. And so it turns out that for every death reported to VAERS, there are really about 20... Sorry, I'm getting into the let me move out of the light here.
No, I see the sun shooting you right in the face.
Yeah, all right. Now, I escaped that, the death blow here. But, yeah, if you look at the VAERS numbers, you'll see 14,000. You need to multiply that by 41. And 41 is the basic, it's a conservative underreporting factor for the VAERS data. So it says that VAERS is only capturing about 2.5% of the events. So to get the real number of events, you have to multiply by 41. And when you do that, you get 500,000 deaths. Now, some of those were COVID deaths, and some of those were just simply background deaths that just happened coincidental to the vaccine. But that's a very small number. You know,
what we know is deaths in 2021 and trending this year are way what they were the year before the vaccine.
Oh, yeah. No. And, you know, from the embalmers themselves, the embalmers are seeing these telltale blood clots. We call them blood clots because they look like massive clots, but they're not blood. That's the thing. They're not blood. These things are clots in your arteries and veins, but they are not blood. So Mike Adams has been looking at these in his labs, and he's got one of the best labs for looking at this stuff. And he's finding that they're amyloid proteins and they're not blood. There's very little blood in these clots. The embalmers have never seen these clots before the vaccines rolled out.
And they're reporting record numbers of customers. The not just the hospitals, not just the undertakers, not just the funeral homes, but the cemeteries are reporting record numbers of dead people.
Yes, and so are the people who are manufacturing the coffins, especially the child-sized coffins. That business has gone up like gangbusters. I can't even get the right numbers because people don't want to speak on record because business is so great, they don't want to have it stopped.
That's right. Steve Kerr,
so
stay right there.
Speaking out.
I'm going to try to give you the floor in the last 11-minute segment to talk about whatever you want. So much knowledge. I even forgot, mainstream news is like record numbers of heart attacks in children, record numbers of coffins, record numbers of kids dying. No one knows why. I mean, it's so incredible that coffin manufacturers are hardly ever producing any little coffins. They're just cranking them way up. I mean, this is a Twilight Zone episode, folks, but it's really happening. Steve Kirsch, stevekirsch.substack.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Special guest on the same topic joins us next segment, next hour. But you don't like to speculate, and you've been exposing this for several years, warning it's all been confirmed that you were accurate. I want you to be able in those last 10 minutes to cover whatever topics or loose ends you want to hit and respond to the big controversy you on Fox News, Tucker Carlson, and how scared they are. So spend some time on that, but also just big picture, as a citizen, as an entrepreneur, as an engineer, looking at the motive of this and them still doubling down, I mean, obviously you said it earlier, the evidence all points were premeditated. They had the patents. They had the rollout. They set Trump up to go along with it. Democrats, when the shot was first coming out, said, "I don't trust any shot he says." But as soon as he's gone, they love the shot. I mean, it's pretty clear to see what's happening here. I think it's pretty clear to see it's not going well for the Klaus Schwabs and Faucis of the world. That's a lot to deconstruct, but just hit it however you want.
You know, there's so much to cover. You know, so Alex, do you know how much Tony Fauci is making every time a Moderna shot is delivered into someone's arm?
And I know it's a lot.
Well, you see, that's the problem. So we have somebody who's directing this entire vaccination program who has a huge conflict of interest. You know, that is not something that should be allowed. He should be
we should know exactly how much she's making on these vaccines. And we're not allowed to know that. And when we try to get that information through Freedom of Information Act requests, it's denied. It's basically, it is blacked out of the freedom of the answer that comes back on a Freedom of Information Act request. So how can you have the guy who created the virus in the first place, and now he's getting paid every time the vaccine from Moderna is delivered? You know, the Moderna vaccine, most people don't know this, but the official name of the Moderna vaccine is the Moderna NIAID vaccine. So they're in cahoots with the government to push this on you. And the people at NIH, like Tony Fauci, make money every time you get the shot. This is why they're pushing it. This is why ivermectin doesn't work and fluvoxamine doesn't work and all these other drugs don't work, is because they're not supposed to work, because if they did work, then Fauci's not going to get paid. And we don't know how much it is. We don't know whether it's $10 million, $100 million, $1 billion. We don't know. We're not allowed to know. Now, Congress isn't even asking that question. And Congress, the Democrats in Congress, any Democratic committee chairman in Congress can request from the NIH Tony Fauci's unredacted emails. And that would tell us the coordination that Fauci did in order to make it look like it came from nature rather than a lab leak, because there was a set of emails that were not redacted where it showed that it was a lab leak from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And then all of a sudden, with redacted emails, we now then come to get the story that, oh, it came out of nature with no new evidence. Well, you know, we could unlock what really happened there if somebody would look at Tony's unredacted emails. But isn't it amazing that we had a presidential commission looking into this, and the presidential commission never asked the NIH for Tony Fauci's unredacted emails? It is amazing. And then when there was an independent panel put together by The Lancet to look into this, and Professor Jeffrey Sachs was the head of it, and he found that, oh, this virus came out of a U.S. biolab. And, you know, which is true. I mean, it was part U.S. biolab and part Wuhan Institute of Virology, which is why the WHO was never granted full access to look at what the Wuhan Institute of Virology was working on. That was not denied. You know, so there's this huge cover up, and it's amazing that no government in the world wants to know the source of the coronavirus that has just decimated the entire world. Nobody wants to look at where it really came from, because Jeffrey Sachs has said, this is looking like it came from a U.S. lab. And as soon as he said that, then everybody's interest in finding the source of the SARS-CoV-2 virus just evaporated. Nobody wants to know.
Gut level, Gates and all of them are saying more things are coming, monkeypox, polio. I've seen a lot of evidence that's actually linked to vaccine side effects. They're just claiming that. What do you make of all the new fear-mongering and new calls for lockdowns?
Well, you know, this is all self-created here, that the people involved are just manufacturing a crisis after crisis after crisis. And in fact, the more people get vaccinated, the more deaths we're going to have, and the more injuries, and the more crises we're going to have, and the more vulnerabilities everybody is going to have here. So it's just feeding on itself. It is just, it's almost never ending. And the solution to all of this, to get back to normal, is always, well, it'll be in the next vaccine. It'll be in the next vaccine. Oh, this new vaccine that'll have Omicron in it. And you know, it's repeating the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And people need to get wise that it's actually all these mitigation strategies that have made and perpetuated this pandemic. If we had just treated this virus with the repurposed drugs like Fareed and Tyson had a protocol way back in March of 2020 when this whole thing started, and they have
the number of deaths and hospitalizations, they can count on one finger. Like, it's zero. If you got treated early enough, they had no hospitalizations and they had no deaths, and the NIH was not interested in their early treatment protocols, and theirs is not the only one that's effective. So we can end this entire pandemic anytime we want.
Steve, I totally agree. Let me ask you this. Why do you think Fauci resigned today? I'm seeing major heat on him. What can we do to bring these people to justice? Because for me, it's not about being vindictive. We've got to punish these mad scientists so they don't do this again, as Senator Paul has said, because we know they've got stuff a lot worse than this thing they cooked up.
Yeah, I think it's trying to, like, to pack the bags and get out of the country and disappear where he can't be found before people get wise. The wheels are falling off the bus here, and I've got an article on my Substack, stevekirsch.substack.com. It's the top article. It's the pinned article. And it talks about basically the false narrative is starting to fall apart, and it's becoming very obvious to people. You look at Twitter and somebody dies, and it's like, yeah, another vaccine death. They're covering it up. And doctors aren't allowed to speak out about this because they're going to have their licenses revoked. But, you know, there's some states where doctors are protected. And so doctors are starting to speak out and say, hey, they could take away my license. I'm going to do the right thing here. And it's even better when you're retiring. When you're retiring, then you can start to speak the truth. And, so it's becoming apparent. I think Fauci is realizing that this thing is falling apart. You know, I've been emailing hundreds of people involved in the vaccine effort inside the CDC, and you know, maybe that's starting to have effect. Maybe they're starting.
Oh, there's no doubt. You and Dr. McCullough and others are having some of the chief effects. We salute you. And I see Klaus Schwab coming out announcing 110,000 info warriors to counter vaccine disinfo. They've all been proven to be liars. Everybody knows everything they said wasn't true. So nothing is going to put their giant fraud back together again. And the more of us they target, the more people are going to stand up. Steve Kirsch, people should find your incredible information at your Substack and so much more. Thank you so much for your work. Thank you for everything you're doing. And I know you did it because you care about people, but still you're a hero, and we congratulate you, sir.
Thank you very much, Alex. And thank you for the opportunity to talk to the American people on your show. Something I don't get on Fox News, or something I don't get on CNN, something I won't get in the Washington Post or any other mainstream media.
Thank you, sir. And that's why InfoWars is important. We have long, hour-long interviews where people really get to talk and put on evidence, and that's why the system hates us. Steve Kirsch, thank you so much. Edward Dowd, who's super articulate and exposed this for several years as well. I want to focus on the shots. They don't want us talking about it. He's going to join us on HSBC. He's going to be joining us to talk about the society and the actuaries and what it's showing from the insurance companies, the latest information. The evidence is overwhelming with Edward Dowd. Please don't forget, we can't stay on air without you, so get products you already need that bolster your immune system and your body in this crazy time. DNA Force Plus, back in stock after almost a year being sold out, 50% off. Vitamineral Fusion selling out, so good for your immune system, your whole body. Despite that, still 40% off. Supermel Vitality, back in stock, 40% off with X2, the critical immune system booster, and more is X2. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your incredible support. We'll be right back with hour number three.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.